Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey Harris. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesce scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck strikes out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Seary reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is walked intentionally. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Seary strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Peck moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0-for-1 in the game. Embry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovic strikes out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Seary hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boudreau bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Seary moves to second. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gutteridge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to second. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 2 in the game. Partee hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Keltner moves to second. One out. Eddie Bachman pinch hits for Red Embry. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman strikes out. Two outs. Al Lopez pinch hits for George Metkovich. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Mitchell now playing center field. Bob Feller now pitching. Hank Edwards now playing left field. Eddie Pellegrini pinch hits for Mickey Harry. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 3 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Ferris now pitching. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards bunts towards the mound. Ferris fields it and throws to first for the out. Peck moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Ferris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 3 in the game. Partee hits a line drive into center field. Mitchell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mitchell. Williams scores. Doerr scores. York moves to third. Partee moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Earl Johnson now pitching. Les Fleming pinch hits for Bob Feller. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.